Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, the crowds are big this summer. Why?
Yes, sir, Roy, we've had some big crowds. Some days are on the weekends when we have good weather, approaching 1,000 people. And a few times I've gone over
1,000 people.
Yeah. In a town of 24,000, you know, we're getting sometimes 1,000 a day on the weekends when the weather's good.
And you have more accurate means to count those. I remember before you installed a new system.
We have a vehicle counter. We use a multiple 2.6 on that. We know from passengers, and then we have installed an individual person counter, and then we have tour guide chaplains that are up there. So we kind of got, it's still an estimate, but it's a lot of people, and so we're blessed. But also this past month we had Charisma Magazine came out with a feature story, like we said before was going to happen, and it did come out, and four pages in this biggest.
And Charisma Magazine is a big deal.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest Christian magazines in the world, maybe the biggest. And they gave us four pages, and it was all good. And so that sure didn't hurt.
And let people know all over the country. Come see us.
Yeah, it's a big invitation. It's all free. Come to the garden, see God show off and do his stuff. And so did a real beautiful thing. And plus, Fox News, NBC, WAI came out, reporters, and filmed. And they did a deal. And so that had some effect. And then just the word of mouth. People are coming in. I just saw some people that came in from Missouri, and they had come just to Texas just to come to this garden because they had heard about what God was doing on a hill in Kerrville, Texas. And they were Southern Baptists, and yet they wanted to come to this hill and check it out.
So sounds like things are going well, and we're getting the publicity, which you deserve. You've been working on this for a long time. And finally, the whole world is going to know about the cross
right,
of Kerrville.
Right. Well, God's pretty good at promotions. If you remember what he did with old Moses,
yeah.
You know, he can make a big deal out of a
Well, you know, every week we talk about a miracle of the week. What's our miracle this week?
Well, you know, we've had, we talked in previous shows about the Lion of Judah sculpture, the number one that Sherry and I, along with our Christian friends, were donating to the people of Israel, and that did happen. And in Jerusalem in June the 7th, 2018, mm-hmm. at the Jerusalem prayer breakfast with about 700 people from all around the world. They were there, and we did about a three-minute video presentation, a gift, presenting the gift to all the people. And the president of Israel was there, and a lot of the Knesset was there, which is their Congress, and a lot of the top leaders in the body of Christ, both in America and Israel, but also around the world. And so it was really exciting that that actually happened. And
so people got to see that.
So people got to see it, and big lion is traveling on the ocean and should be getting there about now into Israel. And then we'll take the next step, and you'll get to hear in the future exactly where it's going to be.
What is the most common miracle that happens at the garden? There's a lot of miracles.
Yeah,
but I know there's one common one that a lot of people experience.
Sure. Well, you know, and the truth is that God is doing all of the things that he says he does in the Bible for his people. He's doing them up there on the mountain. So salvations are happening, baptisms, water baptisms, spirit baptisms, healing, deliverance, signs and wonders. But the most common miracle that's happening, and the most unusual, that's kind of unique to this place, it's the appearance of what we call the glory dust. And
what is glory dust?
Well, it is, we believe, according to what the scripture says, it is the Shekinah glory. The little kids call it the Jesus dust, but it's the visible glory of God. And it's something that you actually see with your eyes. It's not just a feeling, but in the Bible it's referred to all throughout the Old and New Testament that people actually got to see the visible glory of God. And we have that manifesting every day.
It happens all the time up there.
Yeah, every day. Yeah, on thousands of people. Yeah.
You ever get tired of explaining that to people and, and looking at their face when they look down and they see this all over them?
Yeah, no, because it's so... You know, so few people have ever had that kind of experience with God before. I mean, we believe him by faith, and we trust in him by faith, and we read his word, and we feel it in our hearts. But when you can tangibly see something, evidence of his existence, that's just a mind blower. And we've been living with this for a long time, and it still blows my mind when I see the visible presence of God show up in the form of this dust.
So you're saying the visible glory of God is appearing there at the cross?
Yes, sir, it is. And it's been appearing at the garden since the cross went up, and even before the cross went up on those of us that went up there to pray.
Well, it sounds kind of weird. Anybody ever accused you of it being fake?
Yeah, actually... When this first started happening, we got a lot of people that accused us of being fake. But we had promised God that whatever miracles he worked, we would witness them, and we would not back away from the truth. And if it was true, we were going to witness it. So we have had some people say, this can't possibly be true. This has got to be crazy.
Until
they experience it, yeah. Because, see, again, if you haven't experienced this kind of a miracle with God, then you assume surely nobody else can be experiencing this. But now thousands of people have experienced this manifestation, Roy, and it changes their life. It changes their theology. It's like a shot of adrenaline into the spiritual system that takes them to a new level of faith when they can actually see on their hands and clothes and their faces and their Bibles this glory that looks like glitter or glitter makeup. It just starts forming out of thin air, and it's just it just blows people's minds. But what it does do is it gets people suddenly to take God serious and to pay attention that this isn't just a bunch of baloney, that he's a real God. And he can manifest and do anything he wants. And we've given him permission up on that mountain to just, God, do what you want. Be yourself, Holy Spirit. And so he does. And it's remarkable.
Where in the Bible does it talk about this?
Well, you know, there's a number of places, Roy, where the glory, visible glory, is talked about. And also, you know, there are all kinds of glory but that the Bible refers to. But the visible glory is first referred to by Moses whenever the Ark of Covenant was made, and there was a presence that was there that people could see. And first, when he went up to the mountain and got the Ten Commandments, he came back down, and all the people, the Bible says, and which is the Old Testament for the Jews, the Tanakh, said that Moses, your face is sparkling and shining, cover it up, you're scaring us. And so they didn't have glitter back then. They didn't have glitter makeup back then. And so Moses came down, and it said he was radiant. And if you tried to describe glitter, 4,000 years ago, that's one way you would do it. And it was so frightening to the Hebrews at the time that Moses, it said, had to put a veil over his face, and he had to walk around for a while with a veil just so he wouldn't freak everybody out. And so it happened in the Old Testament. There was the first time. And then you roll forward all the way to the New Testament, and it's there too. And when Stephen was stoned for being preaching the gospel and sharing Jesus Christ, it says he looked up to his father, and everybody witnessing this stoning saw his face suddenly sparkling and glowing. And Apostle Paul, who was Saul at that point, was standing there in the crowds holding the cloaks and saw this miracle. So you have evidence in the Old and the New Testament of some kind of sparkling substance that appeared on believers.
Well, we know about the glory dust, but I understand that anointing oil also forms at times.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, that's one of the phenomena that's happened. The glory dust is literally forming every day up there on the mountain, and sometimes, thousands of people have already experienced it. The glory, the anointing oil is rarer, less common, but it happens, and as people are praying, they look down and pools of anointing oil can appear in their palms of their hands. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, you can touch it. It's like you poured oil in somebody's hand. And I've witnessed it a number of times. It's rare, but I've actually smelled it. Asked one guy one time if he mind if I'd smell his hands because they were filling up with oil as I was praying for him. He said, yeah, go ahead. And I smelled it, and it smelled like the incense and myrrh, these kind of mixtures of anointing oil that you can find in Christian bookstores and stuff. And so it's real, too. And
was it gold or silver or precious metal?
The glory dust? Yeah. Well, the glory dust is not any known metal. Now, the oil, we've not had the oil analyzed, so I don't know exactly what it is, except it just looks like oil and it appears. But the glory dust, we've had it analyzed at major laboratories, Roy, and it's an unknown metal. Doesn't occur in this universe. It's not silver or gold.
So they couldn't pinpoint it.
No, they couldn't, and it freaked them out, actually. And the first time we had it tested was at Texas A&M University and the College of Geophysics and Geology, and it just really freaked them out because it was not on the elements chart when the president of the college called me.
People that are used to having answers and being very specific and looking at things and saying this is this, for them to go in and put all their equipment, all their knowledge and experience behind something, they can't figure it out.
Yeah, all these PhDs. plus the part that ruined their day was they don't believe there's a God, see?
They
teach evolution. And all of a sudden they had this stuff, and the president finally, after 30 minutes talking to me on the phone, I had the electron microscope pictures that he sent me. He said, where are you getting this? And I said, well, when I tell people Jesus Christ is God, it shows up. And he got real silent, quiet on the other end of the phone. And he said, that's amazing. And I said,
Is there a particular reason why it's happening right now? Why is it happening now?
Well, I can only guess at that. God hadn't told me, but I do really believe the Bible that we're in the last days. And it says in the last days, evil will increase, God's presence will increase, good will be called bad, bad will be called good, and signs and wonders will increase. And this is a sign. And it makes you wonder, and it makes everybody wonder. So I think it has to do with the end times clock that's going on, Roy.
It's getting closer and closer to the end.
To the return. And God's trying to make it easier for people to believe him.
It's accelerating.
Yeah. And he's saying, look at this. Look at your hands. They're covered. You just prayed to me, and now look at your hands.
Well, normally something spread out over a period of time, you don't notice it. But when it starts popping up over and over and over again, then it's like, duh.
Right, exactly.
Why do you think this is happening at the garden?
Well, again, my best guess of that is that we as a board, and Sherry and I promised that we would not put limits on God. See, all the denominations have their rules and their restrictions and the way they worship God. And we just said, God, you come up, this is your mountain, your garden, you do whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit. And so we don't put any parameters of what God can and can't do. we just said, come and be yourself. And I'd already promised God that I would witness any miracles he worked. And I like miracles. I mean, I'm spoiled. I mean, I'd much rather have miracles than luck, you know. And so because we've got authority that says, come, Holy Spirit, be yourself, do any miracle you want, he comes. And see, in churches where he's not allowed to work miracles, guess what? He doesn't.
Right, because they reject him.
And they reject his spirit's miracles. Now, see, he can still be there, but if the pastor doesn't believe in speaking in tongues, for example, mm-hmm. then there's none of that in the church. If the pastor doesn't believe in healing, then they never pray for the sick.
If you believe.
Yeah, believe and limiting God. And God respects the authority in the church. And so he goes with what the pastor, but if the pastor says, hey, come Holy Spirit and do it, then the miracles happen.
Right. We have folks listening right now that might be interested in getting more information about the Coming King Foundation and the cross. What's the best way for people listening to get in touch?
Since the show is about today about the Shekinah glory, let me give you my website, which has all the scientific pictures and microscope stuff. It's just www.maxgreinerart.com, www.maxgreinerart.com, and you can see all that documentation. But also the website for the foundation is www.thecomingkingfoundation.org.
And that also gives you information to contact in case you want to make donations.
Yes. Yeah, you bet. But check out the both websites, but mine has all the evidence, and it'll blow your mind.
Okay. Sherry Max Greiner, thanks for being with us this week.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's that time again, time for some more visitor comments from the garden. Spiritual blessing. The feeling of the Holy Spirit is immediately felt. The sculptures are so beautiful. I love the one of Mary, Mother Jesus, of Jesus. I held her hand and thanked her for her son who died so that I could have an eternal life. But most of all, from one mother to another, I thanked her for my son being born again after battling drug addiction for 27 years. He just celebrated 1 year of sobriety, only by the grace of God. My husband and I are making another trip to the garden very soon. I believe in miracles, and I know that this can be nothing more than the hand of God himself who touched each of those beautiful people's hearts to come together for the good of mankind. Sent in by Yvonne L. TripAdvisor website. Greetings. Today was such a good day. We could sense the peace in the very one who is the Prince of Peace walking the ground. As I prayed and asked the Lord if he had anything to tell me, I heard, tell them to blow the shofar in all four directions. I believe revival is starting in Texas big time. More of you, Yeshua. Amen. This was sent in from Monica Accomando from Austin, Texas, who was one of our guests on the radio program last month. It's a place where you can find a peace of mind. Ask and he will answer. I can see the cross from my backyard. It's a beautiful, big, awesome place to talk to God. See you at the cross. Sent in from Lillian Garces McGuire through Kerrville Breaking News. Such a pleasure to meet you, Max. Thank you for praying for Mason and being so obedient to God to offer this garden to everyone. Mary Miller from Vidor, Texas. Beautiful place. Really enjoyed it. Joanne Rios from Pleasanton, Texas. And next we have amazing divine experience and place. Thank you. Keep building, praying, and sharing God's light for the world. Sent in from Melinda Cantu from Wiley, Texas. Beautiful, loving place. Totally feel the peace of God. Lydia Cuellar from Edinburgh, Texas. And the last one that I have time for today is from Tim and Gina Spear. Beautiful and peaceful. Thank you. We like to stop by when driving through Kerrville. Please pray for a full-time job for Tim. Thank you. And once again, I will thank you for listening, and I will be back next week. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.